Here at the 2011 National Agri-Marketing Conference, I'm speaking with Jeff Simmons of Elanco, who was named the Agribusiness Person of the Year for this year. And Jeff, in accepting the award and speaking at the conference, you talked about the importance of agriculture in feeding the world, and also the importance of people in agriculture, agribusiness, agri-marketing, to speak up, the importance of us learning to speak up, and perhaps in a little bit different way than we've been used to.
Yeah, I think it needs to be personal. It needs to be simple, right? I mean, yes, we do as an industry need to do a better job as one voice and as a collective unit, but it does start personally. I think that's critical. So as I mentioned today, it really, you can anchor anybody back from the farm to the grocery store to four words: safe, abundant, affordable food. That's really, this big old issue can be boiled down to four words. And I do think that we need to get out of our bubbles, get off our farms, and speak up, because we are center stage right now. This issue around food security, food affordability, it is global, it is real, it is real in first world cities here in the United States. So it is our time, and it's a hot issue, and we have a tremendous story. And before, it was boring. Now, this is front page important news, and we all need to step out and speak out, and that's what I'm doing, and that's what I believe we all need to do.
You talked about three primary rights. What are those?
Yeah, so by enabling technology around the safe, abundant, affordable food, and what farmers do every day, and what, you know, agri-marketers and leaders are doing in this food chain every day, we really enable three rights. And this is the napkin on the airplane set next to somebody. It is one, you know, what we do is we really enable food, which is this human right, you know, whether that's more affordable food in first world cities, or it's just more food for the one out of six people that aren't getting enough to eat, or the 60 airliners of equivalent people that die every day of hunger. Morally, socially wrong. Secondly, is the choice. Choice is a consumer right. Everybody should have the right to choose. And when the right to choose is diminishing and being taken away, that's wrong for consumers. It's wrong for those that are underserved and underfed. It's wrong for the farmer to have the choices that he needs to have to be competitive. Then the third is sustainability. Big word, overused, but ultimately sustainability is environmentally right. And that's just simply saying, hey, we have to freeze our footprint. We have to use the same resources in 20 years that we are today, and we need to produce a lot more. So three rights: food, choice, sustainability. That's what agriculture and food needs to do. To me, that's what technology and doing it more efficiently enables, these three rights, and that's the essence of the white paper we wrote.
Okay, and then also you did some interesting, revealed some interesting consumer research about percentages of consumers and what they mean to us as people in agriculture.
We got tired of hearing this, but that's not what they want. That's not what the consumer wants, whether it was in Europe or whether it was in Singapore or it was in Des Moines. And so we just simply went out and said, we're going to take every bit of research that's been done over the last decade. We're going to use a filter, which is going to really look at the, if you really want to get to behaviors and attitudes of consumers anywhere in the world, experts said you need two pieces of criteria: an unaided question, hey, what's important to you when you're at the dairy case, to your Kroger card or your retailer card, how do you spend your money? Those were the two points of criteria. 26 studies, 28 countries, a decade's worth of work, 100,000 consumers, and what it found was, I'll boil it right down, two numbers, 95-4. 95% of the people all over the world the last decade have said, you know what's important to me? Taste, affordability, nutrition. And if I walked around the grocery store with probably the listeners of this, that's probably what 95% want. There's 4% that want what we call the lifestyle choice. Money doesn't matter in this category. Money doesn't matter to this product or whatever. This is important to me. This can be a local movement, organic. It can be, you know, the garden movement. So money's not as important. This is really personal. The problem is the fringe, which is maybe 1%, which is, no, I'm going to speak up and I'm going to make my personal choice everybody else's choice. And I'm going to make it policy and I'm going to take choice away. So what the big learning in this study was, 99% want the same thing. The 1% wants to take the choice away. And that's where we as an industry need to speak up more than ever, to not have our choices taken away.
And you talked about making it personal. Now, that 1% does that when they speak out, right?
They do. I've learned. I've spent more time. You know, I've gone and had a chance to debate and talk with the activist. And one thing that hit me one day, I kind of stepped back and had a balcony moment. I kind of looked down and said, what are they doing right now that we aren't doing as an industry? And you know what it was? It was so personal to them. They were speaking out not because they felt they had to. They spoke out because it was emotional to them. And a small group of people made big change. Can you imagine if we got our food industry and our agricultural industry to speak out? It needs to be more personal. It needs to be a conviction, not a commitment. And it needs to be something that we all stand up and we have our own message. And that whether that's a napkin on an airplane, as I say, or that's getting on a program at a church, or whether that's going to see a politician because they're going to put a state proposition in place that we don't want to have. That to me is ultimately.
And you talked about a new website that you just introduced, Elanco.
Yes, we did. And I would say it's really, you probably won't see Elanco on it. Our attempt is really, we are trying to, with the social media, is to just to create a place. It's called plentytothinkabout.org or .com, Plenty to Think About. And that's really what it's about, is we want to have people to be able to go on there and talk about and debate and discuss food, all sides of it. And to be able to create a place. And we've seen a tremendous uptake on there. We've just placed our new white paper on there, as well as a short little 3 to 4 minute video that listeners could forward around to people. And it's not branded. The purpose here is really trying to create independent mediums of communication to get this issue out. We are front page right now. Let's take advantage of this time.
Thank you very much. That's Jeff Simmons, the Agribusiness Person of the Year this year at the National Agri-Marketing Conference. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.